It's Monday, June 15th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Back to office thoughts from two new surveys to review, Zoom's misstep in China, and three items of blocking and tackling. This is the Business of Tech. Per reporting by Protocol, Xerox commissioned a study of IT and tech decision makers focused on understanding the views of the future office. It found that 82% of the workforce is estimated to be back in the office in the next 18 months. 72% of those surveyed said their companies weren't ready from a technology perspective for the shift to remote work. About a third said technology was their company's single biggest pain point in the process. Data security ranked as the number one reason companies were eager to get back to the office. Xerox found that most companies are at least reevaluating their tech budgets and confirmed one trend that's been clear for months. Everybody's buying into cloud-based business tools. The company server is a dying breed. And 85% of people in Xerox's study said they missed the office printer. Meanwhile, IT Glue has released its 2020 Global MSP Benchmark. Two highlights. The survey did show a jump in prioritization of cybersecurity from 27% of respondents in February to more than 50% in May. Old priorities were wiped away, replaced not only by cybersecurity, but with customer churn, price pressure, and a second lockdown. Why do we care? Of course they missed the printer. Free prints! Data security isn't solved by physical proximity as a general rule. Connect that to the internet and you have to deal with security. This seems like really old school thinking, which presents an opportunity. Data security isn't new, but if businesses are trying to solve it by reopening offices, this presents an opportunity to address these concerns in a much more effective way. That cloud spend is what everyone is doing, should be no surprise. And 18 months seems more like a reasonable set of thinking for in the office, but hidden in that statement is a lack of specificity about what percentage. I don't think everyone's returning to the office for sure. And that second concern about a second lockdown, cited by respondents, is telling. Longer period of instability to come. Zoom has been asked to clarify its data collection practices and relationship with the Chinese government after the firm said it had suspended user accounts to meet demands from Beijing, per reporting in Reuters. Three lawmakers have sent a letter to Zoom looking for that clarification. The sequence of events. Three U.S. and Hong Kong-based activists said their accounts had been suspended and meetings disrupted after they tried to hold events related to the anniversary of China's Tiananmen Square crackdown. Zoom was notified of the events and asked to take action by the Chinese government in May and early June. It suspended one account in Hong Kong and two in the U.S., but has now reinstated these accounts and will not allow further requests from China to affect users outside of that country. Why do we care? Zoom has had explosive growth. They went from being an enterprise-focused company to a huge global reach and importance very quickly. I'm willing to be forgiving for missteps to companies in this position as you go from dealing with small problems to big ones very, very quickly. I think it's a misstep to move on 9 Chinese citizens at the request of the Chinese government. The company does have to comply with local laws of the countries it operates in, and like many technology companies, it operates in China. I've talked about this in terms of warrants before, and that principle applies. However, these were requests by a government against non-citizens, and thus a mistake to move against them. A mistake they have rectified. I've said before that it's a society that set morals, and companies are focused on business results. If you're expanding your market reach, the Chinese market is appealing when you get to scale, and shareholders are calling for growth. If shareholders rewarded morals, companies would behave differently. But let's acknowledge that the market doesn't work that way. I don't have a great answer here personally, and I think this is a dialogue we should be having. Lawmakers have asked for clarification, and that's the first step. As technologists, it's important to offer our insights to our representatives. So I'll ask the audience, what do you think? Finally, our new regular blocking and tackling section. Two Microsoft updates released June 9th are causing printing issues, including making printing impossible, with reports affecting some HP, Canon, Panasonic, Brother, and Ricoh printer models. The company has acknowledged the issue and will provide more information when it becomes available. Cisco's Live's rescheduled dates start tomorrow, virtually, and, as expected, Apple is now offering zero-interest financing on most of its hardware products via the Apple Card. If you're wondering why do we care, Revisit my conversations on Apple in a managed services context. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. So I asked for listener feedback, lots of ways you can get in touch. You can find all the contact information at mspradio.com, find me on social, or get in touch directly via email, dave@mspradio.com. Over the weekend, I launched an editorial in direct response to a listener question, so I do love hearing from listeners and driving the content that way. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.